This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Hello, my friends. It is I, Drew Michael, and we are not here. This isn't actually happening. I am just here for 1 second to drop this little holiday nugget of enjoyment. We are still on break. We're still in between seasons. I have a cold, but we did manage to pre-record some fun shit for you guys. I just wanted to check in, tell you guys I love all of you. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season so far. I hope you're not sick. I have been sick for like 2 weeks, and I'm gonna survive. I'm fine. It's not COVID, thank God. But I am starting to get into the spirit of the holidays. It's only taken up until, it's almost halfway through the holidays. But anyway, I wanted to drop this. This is from mine and Priscilla's trip to Charlotte, some of the behind-the-scenes extra recording from that trip. You guys, get ready. Get really excited for season 5. We've got some really exciting stuff in store. I've already been recording some stuff for season 5. We might actually get to the point where we have recorded episodes weeks in advance of them actually airing. I don't know if that's actually going to happen anytime soon, but I would like to have at least 3 to 4 episodes under my belt before the end of January. And that is approximately when you should expect us back. So, yeah, guys, enjoy this little nugget of enjoyment. We had so much fun on our trip to Charlotte, and I hope you enjoy it too. It's pretty funny. As per usual, rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. We really need you to. If that's all you get me for Christmas, thank you. That's all I want for Christmas is more subscribers, more follows, more likes, more reviews. And if you want to write in, makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com, please do that. And of course, I hope you're filling your holiday holes with jingle jangle and or whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye.
Hey, about Bucky's. What is Bucky's?
We're at Bucky's. I wasn't recording. Now I am. We don't actually know.
We had Taco Bell, by the way.
We found a Taco Bell, and it was next to a Bucky's. And everyone is gaga for Bucky's, so we're gonna go check it out and see what it's about. I do see like a gas station. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 times 4. 4 times 10 is 40. 5 times 4 is 20. There's 60 pumps.
You can get ethanol free gas. Different.
Maybe we want the one that's cheaper. But 60 gas pumps. There's also a lot of parking, but we parked nowhere near the door. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 doors that you could open to a freezer to have
ice, large or small bags of ice. The Buc-ee's.
The car wash here.
There's a car wash?
Wait a minute. No, this is for these are jobs being advertised.
Oh, you could get be an assistant food service manager and get paid $33 to $42 an hour. Wait, it says paid weekly. Wait, a general manager of a Buc-ee's could make up to $225,000 a year.
Plus benefits.
Plus, you get to eat all the Buc-ee's.
Why are they selling these?
They're selling grills. They're selling some really big grills.
It's a grocery store.
Everything smells of funnel cakes. I wish they had one of them lit so I could, like, just be next to a fire pit. Small grills, large grills.
Did you buy a Christmas tree?
There's a Christmas tree. I don't think it's for sale. There are Christmas ornaments. It literally is kind of like a... Hi! I think that guy was, like, a famous European basketball player.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
The lighting is very bright. I am tripping balls. Oh my God. There are men cooking food that have hats. Cinnamon glazed almonds. That's probably what we're smelling. I want to know how the bathrooms are. They're probably amazing.
Kind of reminds me of that roller coaster tycoon. We're just like walking around aimlessly, bumping into people.
Do you think that the bathroom is just one big trough? So Buc-ee's is a 41-year-old company from Texas. The owner, the man who started it, his name is Arch Beaver Alpine III. Alpine?
Yeah.
Something like that. Jason Aldean III. There's a Christmas store. So my mom doesn't have to go to Cracker Barrel anymore.
I've never been in a Cracker Barrel.
They always have a gift shop and a Cracker Barrel, and my mom... Oh my God, there's a fudge center.
There's a display for jerky. Like that.
Wait, I'm not kidding. The fluorescent lighting is so much right now. The music is crack on crack. There's a jerky counter. It's literally every kind of jerky you want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. That's just the bottom row of jerky selections. It's like a supermarket meets a convenience store, roadside convenience store. They have chicken stuffed with dirty rice.
There's even more jerky.
They have frozen meal options. Pre-packaged jerky, Buc-ee's tie-dye shirts, lots of, I wish you would get a picture of these Buc-ee Beaver softcore porn. This is me recording. Oh wait, we should get a picture by the Buc-ee truck. You want a picture in front of the Buc-ee truck? Let me have your phone.
Oh. Wait for our turn.
Well, I think they have the right angle. We don't have the right angle. Mm-hmm. We need a Buc-ee truck.
I'm moving on. Gotta keep walking. Wait. I don't want a bad truck.
I need you to be holding that suitcase in front of the Buc-ee truck.
We gotta press the penny.
The person taking the picture is possibly 80 years old. Okay, you go. Oh, no, it definitely is. Okay. Just do a reach around. Is that your anti-capitalist face? I don't know that you should have touched the suitcase, but you did. There's children of all ages. old people of all ages. There's a tobacco corner.
I bet you can buy guns.
Bracelets
here.
With names on them.
Let's try to find guns.
Yeah, I think we should see if we can buy a gun without a license. I wonder if there's booze at Bucky's.
There's gotta be.
There's gotta be some kind of like. I mean, they just have diversified everything Bucky's all the time. Great, I have my fucking You're on Native Land tote bag displayed so all the people of Bucky's can know what they've done to this country. I've lost Priscilla. You can buy all of the fishing shirts you need to go fishing. I still need to know what the bathroom looks like. I just saw a baby with crow's feet, I think. What are these orders that people are receiving? Is this Dolly Parton on the radio? What does fear the chicken mean? Come and take it. Fear the chicken. Dad's garage. Bucky wine glasses, beer mugs. I've never wanted a frisbee so much. If we hadn't just scarfed down so much, oh my God, Bucky's tie-dye matchy-matchy tops and bottoms. This? I wish I had episode covers. But I don't actually. I need to start being the face of the podcast more. There is some person walking around, I think, with samples of guacamole. I'm not sure what that was, but it was green. They have sports beverages. They have wine and beer, but I don't think they have like anything on tap. Probably because, oh my God, it smells really good in here. We got burritos, beaver chips. They have something called a cream cheese kolache. It's like a little pizza. Like a bagel. That looks good. And you can have fruit ones. I wonder if it's Polish. Or maybe it's like a southern word they made up.
I'm so excited to use the restroom.
It's like 50 different kinds of soda.
Wow.
Soda fountain.
I think people are just hanging out here.
I probably should stop recording when I go in the bathroom.
I think people are just chilling because it's like nothing else to do.
I don't know if that's pistachio pudding or guacamole, but I probably have both. You could get them together or separate. Pause.
Right. I'll find you.
Okay, so we just got out of the bathroom. In my bathroom, I don't know what yours was like, there was about 500 urinals.
We don't have urinals in the room.
Well, each urinal, because, you know, we're in the South, so everyone has to be comfortable when peeing. Every urinal had, like, a floor-to-ceiling,
like a cubby? Like a urinal
cubby?
Yeah,
like a wall. Beautiful. That was built and tiled around it like a fucking throne.
I really want to see this.
There was no way you could sneak a peek at all.
Wow.
In Texas, they don't mess around. Although I feel like Texas is just a big trough. But don't argue with me about it.
Dummy.
Okay, there's
the
about
women's bathroom
80.
Amazing.
Oh my God. They have gummy everything. I do really like gummies. If we hadn't already eaten so much bullshit, I feel like I'd eat a bunch of Bucky gummies.
Do you think you would eat Bucky's hot food?
Hot food? Oh, yeah.
So So, yeah, the question you were asking earlier, if you think that Bucky's has, like, affected Taco Bell's business, and I think definitely, yes.
But I also think...
This shit that gave me a heart attack.
No, it isn't.
It's not. That's the other one. Okay.
It was Alani. It looks a little bit like Celsius, but it's not that one. The Uptime one, I don't know what that is.
I tried that one. You're right.
I think we sell that at the gym.
Okay.
Wow. They've got beer.
More jerky.
Nuts. There's a wall of nuts. They got buzz balls for days. They got barrels of buzz balls. They have a section called Old Faves. I don't see any of my old faves, but...
Vegetables!
Okay. Fried vegetable chips. Oh, my God. I mean... And I feel like they have to be employing, like, half of this county, right?
More jerky.
This is, like, the Walmart of the gas station world. Let's see what the gas station's like.
Okay.
Are we done here?
Yeah.
I don't think we want to patronize them, other than to get gas. I've had at least 4 people that look like they stormed the Capitol give me dirty eyes. Can we sneak out this way? I feel like there are so many people that come to Bucky's and they're like, you see kids, this is why the United States of America is the best country in the world. Like, they just think there's so much abundance because of things like this.
I mean, who wouldn't be proud of having 8 walls of jerky, right?
8 walls of jerky. That should actually be the name of the episode, but I have other ideas in mind. But, it's gonna be called. Oh, no, maybe. I'm so tired. I feel like I've been culture fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good name for the title.
Oh, that was quick. They have the fastest pumping machines.